up, and if you got those barriers and everything else up, and you're paying rent on them and everything, and that's expensive when you have them sitting out there and you don't get them off the road quick. So I'm surprised. Whoever they're renting them from should be getting them off quicker instead of letting them sit there and they just keep collecting rent. So that's a management issue there.
Yep, I guess so. Yeah, they've been working on putting in what I'm not sure what they're putting in down Weiss, and there are still a couple on. Normally I take Woodbridge. I'll take Weiss down to Woodbridge and cut back to State Street, and then usually coming home I'll take Michigan up to Weiss and come straight down Weiss. But I try and stay off State Street at 5 o'clock because it backs all up when you get down to the one lane there to try and get through the detour. So, yeah, there's been times I've been stopped at Woodbridge all the way to the Bay Road, just been stopped traffic trying to get through the Bay Road at the light down there and get into that one-lane construction. So I've been taking Weiss, and that's most, you know, goes smoothly, but... Not today. That was, both of us, we turned the corner, guy in front of me turned the corner, and we both kind of stopped before we even got to the light, like, uh-oh, now I'm get a feed back to State Street and then all that traffic again to try and get someplace, so. Oh, well. Yeah, I was just going to try some different filament. This cheap stuff is about, like I said, about 10 bucks a roll for the PLA and $11 for the PETG just to see how it works. On the other printer. So we'll test it out. He did some tests on it, said, it was good, seemed to be good filament for the price. So something different.